Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 9th edition of India Mobile Congress 2025 at Yashobhumi in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Modi to also inaugurate Phase 1 of the new Navi Mumbai International Airport and other developmental projects in Mumbai today. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrives in India on a two-day visit to review the progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for current financial year, citing positive impact of GST reforms. At least 15 people killed after massive landslide hits a bus in Bilaspur district of Himachal Pradesh. Rescue operation underway. Nation celebrates 93rd anniversary of the Indian Air Force today. And in sports, India sends a 12-member contingent of for ISSF World Shotgun Championship 2025, beginning in Greece today. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress IMC 2025 at Yashobhumi in New Delhi this morning, organized jointly by the Department of Telecommunications and the Cellular Operators Association of India. IMC 2025 will be held under the theme Innovate to Transform, highlighting India's commitment to leveraging innovation for digital transformation and societal progress. A report.
Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event, India Mobile Congress, will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. The four-day event will focus on key themes including optical communications, semiconductors in telecom, quantum communications, 6G and fraud risk indicators, reflecting India's strategic priorities in next-generation connectivity, digital sovereignty, cyber fraud prevention, and global technology leadership. More than 1.5 lakh visitors from over 150 countries and over 400 companies are expected to participate in the event. Over 1,600 new use cases across areas such as 5G, 6G, artificial intelligence, smart mobility, cyber security, quantum computing, and green technology will be showcased through 100 sessions and more than 800 speakers. India Mobile Congress also underscores international collaboration with delegations from Japan, Canada, United Kingdom, Russia, Ireland and Austria are participating in the event. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate key development projects in Mumbai. In line with his vision of transforming India into a global aviation hub, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Phase 1 of the new Navi Mumbai International Airport, India's largest greenfield airport, built at a cost of 19,650 crore rupees. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate Phase 2B of the Mumbai Metro Line 3, constructed at an estimated cost of around 12,200 crore rupees. In addition, he will dedicate the entire Mumbai Metro Line 3 to the nation with a total cost of over 37,270 crore rupees, marking a major milestone in the city's urban transport transformation. He will also launch Mumbai One, India's first integrated public transport app, connecting 11 transport operators, enabling digital ticketing and real-time journey updates. More details from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will inaugurate Navi Mumbai International Airport and launch and dedicate various projects in Mumbai. He is on 2 days visit to Maharashtra on October 8 and 9. Although the airport will be formally inaugurated in October, commercial flight operations are expected to begin from December. This will be the second airport serving the Mumbai metropolitan region and is twice the size of the existing Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport. The airport is being developed in four phases under a public-private partnership. Bhavana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer landed in Mumbai this morning, marking the start of his first visit to India since taking over as the British Prime Minister in 2024. Mr. Starmer arrived at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport in Mumbai. He will attend the inaugural function of Navi Mumbai International Airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with the British Prime Minister tomorrow. The External Affairs Ministry said the visiting dignitary and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 tomorrow in Mumbai. This partnership outlines a focused and time-bound 10-year roadmap encompassing key pillars such as trade and investment, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and energy, health, education and people-to-people relations. After the announcement of the Bihar Assembly election schedule, the ruling NDA and the opposition Grand Alliance have not yet finalised their seat-sharing arrangements. Separate meetings are being held by the constituent parties of both the alliances. The third meeting of the BJP Election Committee will be held today at the party's state headquarters in Patna to discuss the upcoming assembly elections. Union Minister and BJP Election in Charge Dharmendra Pradhan, State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal and all members of the Election Committee will deliberate on seat distribution and candidates. Meanwhile, JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also held discussions with senior party leaders regarding the final touch to the list of candidates. In the Grand Alliance, the Congress Party will hold a meeting of its Central Election Committee in New Delhi today to discuss its list of candidates. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Sikkim.
Tourism industry is essential for Sikkim's economy with various hotels, homestays, travel agencies, taxi operators and guides. With the reformed GST rates, hotel accommodation up to 7,500 rupees per night will now carry only 5% GST. Encouraging tourism via tax relief will help Sikkim diversify its economy further and uplift rural areas. A rise in tourist arrivals will not only increase state GST collections through higher volume but also boost related sectors like transport, agriculture and handicrafts. Along with this, tax rate on packaged and instant teas are reduced to 5%, which previously fell under the 18% tax slab. With reduced GST, producers in Sikkim's Temi and other tea-growing regions will benefit from lower cost and improved market competitiveness. By easing the tax burden on Sikkim's key economic sectors, the new GST reforms will act as a catalyst for holistic development of the state's economy. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast to 6.5% for financial year 2026 from its earlier projection of 6.3% in June, citing resilient domestic demand, strong rural recovery and the positive impact of goods and services tax GST reforms. In its latest South Asia development update, the World Bank said that India is expected to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, underpinned by strong consumption growth. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. In Himachal Pradesh's Bilaspur district, a tragic bus accident has claimed the lives of 15 people, while two others have been injured. One child is still feared missing. Rescue and relief operations are continuing despite the rain. More from our correspondent.
Near Bhalupul in Jhanduta subdivision of Bilaspur district, a private bus was completely buried under debris after heavy rock and mud slid down from the hillside. The accident resulted in deaths of 15 people, including the driver and conductor. Around 17 passengers were on board at the time of the incident. Two children were rescued by relief and rescue teams and admitted to Bilaspur AIIMS for treatment. An 8-year-old child is still feared missing, as SHO Talai Rakesh Kumar informed that he is present at the site despite continuous rainfall. Police, NDRF and local administration personnel are engaged in search operations to locate the missing child. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
President Drawpadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the bus accident caused by a landslide in Bilaspur in Himachal Pradesh. The government also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. The nation is celebrating the 93rd anniversary of Indian Air Force today. Established on 8th of October in 1932, this momentous occasion marked the beginning of a vision for air power that would shape the nation's defense for decades to come. The Air Chief Marshal extended his greetings to the nation on eve of the 93rd Air Force Day through a video message. Mr. Singh said that Air Force Day is dedicated to those brave air warriors who have safeguarded the skies of our nation through their sacrifice, dedication and professionalism.
The Indian Air Force stands ready to respond to every challenge with speed, precision and determination. Operation Sindoor is also a shining example of clear higher directions, our indigenous capability and effective cohesion and jointmanship between all defense forces. The Indian Air Force has always stood by the people, rescuing lives during floods and disasters and evacuating citizens from conflict zones as demonstrated during Op Sindhu and Op Brahma.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal met with Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Trade Affairs, Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Said, in Doha, reaffirming India's commitment to strengthening bilateral trade and investment relations with the Gulf nation. Both the leaders also discussed the proposed India-Qatar Free Trade Agreement and the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, aiming to double bilateral trade from the current $14 billion to $28 billion by 2030. In a meeting, Mr. Goyal also highlighted the potential for further cooperation in sectors such as manufacturing, AI data centers, and financial services. India has reiterated that a secure, peaceful and stable Afghanistan is vital for its people, regional resilience and global security. The statement came during the 7th Moscow format consultations on Afghanistan held in Moscow with participation from India, Russia, China, Iran and Central Asian countries. India was represented by Ambassador Vinay Kumar, who said, India supports Afghan independence, peace and socio-economic growth. The Afghan delegation, led by Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi, attended as a full member for the first time. Participants expressed opposition to the deployment of foreign military infrastructure in Afghanistan. And in sports, the ISSF World Championship 2025 in Shotgun is set to begin in Athens, Greece today. A 12-member Indian team, including Asian trap champion Neeru Danda and Olympians Anantjeet Singh Naruka, Mairaj Ahmed Khan and Raisa Dhillon, will represent India at the championship. In men's skate, Anantjeet Singh Naruka will compete in the mixed team event with Maheshwari Chauhan and Mairaj Ahmed Khan. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. The Pioneer on its front page writes about Narendra Modi's 25-year march in public life with people, progress and purpose. Issuing sweeping directions to curb road accidents, Supreme Court orders for nationwide audit of footpaths and road crossings, including mandatory helmet use, and a complete ban of beacon lights, reports in the Sun Times. Supreme Court asks EC to give details of 3.7 lakh excluded voters in Bihar, reports the Times of India. The Economic Times says Google plans data hub in Vizag may become operational by 2028. The Indian Express notes trio from US, Clark, Devre and Martinez win Nobel for revealing quantum physics in action. And finally, in a major upgrade to the digital payments ecosystem, the Hindu Business Line writes, no PIN, UPI via face fingerprint verification. The paper adds, transactions made easy as joint accounts feature has also been launched on UPI. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 9th edition of India Mobile Congress 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Modi to also inaugurate Phase 1 of the new Navi Mumbai International Airport and other developmental projects in Mumbai today. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrives in India on a two-day visit to review the progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for current financial year, citing positive impact of GST reforms. At least 15 people killed after massive landslide hits bus in Bilaspur district of Himachal Pradesh. Rescue operation underway. And in sports, India sends a 12-member contingent for ISSF World Shotgun Championship 2025. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.